A title appears, the Pied Piper. Now, hundreds of rats transport food across a bridge leading out of a fortified town, while a horde of rats swarms into it.
In the town of Hamelin, many years ago, the citizens were crying out a tearful tale of woe. Rats, 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 they chase the dogs and kill the cats. Rats, 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 they build their nest in our Sunday hats. The citizens of Hamelin were frantic with despair. They gnashed their teeth and stamped their feet and shouted to the mayor. Rats, 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 the people cried, we gotta get rid of the rats, get rid of the rats in Hamelin town.
Outside a delicatessen window, two rats set down a mouse trap, and two others load a brick onto it. A fifth rat trips the trap, sending the brick through the window. Numerous rats swarm over to a wheel of cheese and different varieties of meat on display. They head off, leaving the bones picked clean and one of their lot trapped in a carcass. In a butcher shop, a rat gnaws on the end of a sausage. A second rat comes over and bites the other end. As they tug on the sausage, its skin comes off in the mouth of the second rat, and the first heads off with the meat. In a store, as a rat throws bananas into a barrel, other rats jump on it, shooting the fruit out of its peel and into the mouths of yet more rats. Now, rats swarm onto a slice of cheese with holes, while a smaller rat tries to get some. The bigger rats head off, leaving bits of ring-shaped cheese, which the smaller rat throws down. The rats hurry to a window. A crowd of townspeople stands below a building, gazing up at a man standing on a balcony.
As mayor of this city, I declare that it's a pity our community is overrun with rats.
The rats blow raspberries.
As mayor of this city, he declares it is a pity our community is overrun with rats.
A man dressed in red and yellow enters Hamelin with a pipe.
I'll give this bag of gold, this bag of shine gold, to anyone who'll rid us of the rats.
Rats!
Dipping a hand in the bag, the mayor removes a pile of gold coins, then drops them back in to find a rat on his palm.
Rats! Stop!
The mayor looks at the man with the pipe.
I'll rid your town of rats. I'll take the bag of gold.
You rid the town of rats. You'll get this bag of gold.
The man plays his pipe. In the store, rats stop eating and sit up alertly. Elsewhere, an elderly man leans out of his house and rats stream out of his long white beard. Thousands of rats scurry over to the piper at the town's gate. The rats bounce and sway to the music. As the piper turns and prances across the bridge, the rats follow him in droves. In the countryside, the piper and the rats skip along down an unpaved road. Meanwhile, the townspeople cheer as the last of the rats leave. They shut the town's thick main gates, then turn to see one rat left behind. They open the gates briefly to let it out. On the road, the dancing rats follow the piper, who stops and faces them. He points down the path, then plays his pipe. A giant wheel of cheese with a slice cut out appears in the near distance. The piper watches gleefully as the horde of rats scurries past him toward the hole-laden cheese. As the last rat arrives at his side and dances, the piper raises his pipe to his mouth and bends down. The animal trots ahead. The rats crawl into the holes in the cheese, their tails wiggling out behind them. As the last rat scurries into the cheese, it disappears along with the rats. The piper blows a kiss, then dusts his hands and saunters back. Arriving at Hamelin, he finds the gates closed. The townspeople and their mayor cheer from atop the walls. The citizens turn to the mayor, who winks. The townspeople whisper cunningly, then look at the piper.
I've done my work as I was told. Now I'll take my bag of gold.
A bag of gold? Ha! You crazy loon! Why, all you did was pipe a tune.
All you did was pipe a tune. All you did was pipe a tune.
The mayor pulls out a pile of gold coins from the bag. He lets them fall back in, then takes a single coin and throws it onto the piper's outstretched palm. The piper glowers at him.
You're dishonest and ungrateful, and it really is a shame that the children of this city should grow up to be the same.
He throws his coin down.
I'll save the children from such a fate. I'll pipe them away before it's too late.
You're only bluffing. Do your worst.
Blow your pipe until you burst.
Blow your pipe until you burst. Blow your pipe until you burst.
As the piper plays, several children stop doing chores and turn their heads smiling. Several other children stop doing laundry and turn as well. A third group stops cutting wood and dashes off with bright smiles while more kids follow. A girl picks up a baby, then hurries on. As the piper plays on the bridge, the town's doors bulge a few times, then break open. The children dance out of the gates and follow the piper as he prances away. A boy stands on the bridge's railing, watching them go. He beams and sticks out a thumb as a tall child saunters past, carrying a pole with a toddler sitting in a bucket on either end. Three kids sit in a wheelbarrow as two older ones push it. A tall girl carrying a baby in a basket on her head stops and crouches, and the boy jumps in the basket. In town, a stork carrying a wrapped bundle in its beak lands beside a chimney. Two infants peek out from the bundle as a kid using crutches heads through the gate. Flying off with the bundle, the stork joins the piper and the kids as they prance down the road. In Hamelin, the townspeople glare at their mayor, who places a hand on his head worriedly. In the countryside, the piper leads the children toward a mountain. The kid with the crutches lags slightly behind the others. Later, the piper stops before a rocky wall. A crack appears in the wall, then widens to reveal a place filled with candy canes. The kids rush in past a sign reading Happy Land. Smiling, the piper watches them enter. The children play and eat candy. The last kid arrives at the entrance and drops the crutches, then runs in. The piper tosses the crutches away, then steps into Happy Land and raises a hand. The entrance closes. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios, voiced by Darren Revitz.